Have you ever been in a situation where you loved earnestly and honestly and you still didn't get your money's worth? Maybe you had a different perception to what the other person had. Thought it would last, thought you would grow old together, but it didn't happen. Or even worse, a case where the person told you straight in your eyes that you are worthless. You didn't deserve to be happy. You didn't deserve to be with anyone. And you said and took stock of yourself. What's wrong with me? Am I not beautiful enough? Am I not capable to love as much? What is wrong with me? Well, I've come to tell you today that certain people come in our lives for a certain season. And when the season is over, they leave. The sad part is, if they're malicious people, they leave having damaged you. They leave having damaged your self-perception, self-worth. The inner person in you longs to be told that they are loved, and sometimes even seek it in the wrong places. Because there was one person in my past who told me that I was worth nothing. You find young people throwing themselves in the arms of people that they know will never ever belong to them, just to merely hear the words, "I love you." For if they can hear the words, "I love you," it will somehow erase what that person had said about you, had said to you. But today I've come to tell you that even if you were told that you are not worth it, it was he or she who said that. But your creator calls you the apple of his eye. Your creator shouts from the heaven above that I love this person. So if nothing else, that should be enough. That should be the mirror that you look into to find your self-identity, to find who you are, before you can be told by another mere mortal that you are loved. Hear today what your creator says. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. You're the apple of his eye. And that should be enough.